Miss D-U-B-B-I-N, Dubin. D-U-B-B-I-N, last name, first name, Dewanda, D-E-W-A-N-D-A. 9-10-68. Today's 1-28-22. Congestion, shortness of breath. You ready, love?
Yeah, you don't have anything.
Okay, come this way. Cough, congestion, shortness of breath now with chest pain, period. Patient while here in the office had respiratory issues, anxiety versus chest pain versus hyperventilation. Given her fact that she's obese, she has a history of COVID times 1 week and other issues, she was sent to the emergency room for further care. Period. Immunization, ever been vaccinated against COVID, medication, thyroid medication, trazodone, tegretol, wellbutrin, propranolol, and some other medication for her mind that she doesn't know what it is. Family history, coronary artery disease, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives at home, she's a housewife, surgery, hysterectomy, pleural cystectomy, knee surgery, medical problems, migraine headaches, asthma, low thyroid, depression, history, pneumonia, liver disease, allergy, none, review of system as above, 98%, weight not recorded, 98 temperature, 18 respiration, 67 pulse, 122 of 87, heart pulse from 2, lungs, tachypneic, mild bronchi, no wheezes, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows trace edema assessment. Here we have a 51-year-old woman with history of COVID times 1 week, now with shortness of breath and chest tightness, period. In the paragraph, chest x-ray is shows no evidence of pneumonia, O2 sats within normal limits. Nevertheless, given her history, patient needs to go to the emergency room immediately at this time for cardiac workup. Patient agrees. Next number. Being offered psych medications may be playing a role in this case, but nevertheless, one must rule out cardiac events. Next number, to the emergency room now. Next number, no prescription medications were given now. Next number, history of anxiety. Next number, assisted depression. Next number, patient will follow up and see us next week after she's released from the hospital/emergency room. Thank you.